present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones and Andre Melly in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four contestants to speak, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card, if they can. And we'll start the programme this week with Derek Nimmo. The subject is bill stickers. You have 60 seconds, starting now.
My son Timothy has a friend called Sarah Kay, who spent most of her childhood looking at notices saying bill stickers will be prosecuted. And she always wondered what bill stickers had done that the law was continually after him for. And I can understand that. I do hate people who go around with this fly-posting, bill sticking all over the place. I think this commercial graffiti, and I use that word advisedly, ought to be torn down. One sees the countryside sullied, the towns destroyed, everything caverned and murk and bits of tatty paper advertising all sorts of trips that you don't really want to go on. All wonderful things that are unobtainable because these bill stickers are at work, and you go down any street, any yard, any road in this kingdom ruled by our gracious sovereign, and you will see bill stickers at once. Why don't you stop? Why don't you go out to this theatre tonight, all of you, sitting there like a lot of lazy slugs, and tell...
You have actually been challenged at last by Peter Jones.
He said, why don't you, twice.
I agree with your challenge. You get a point for that, and therefore you take over the subject, and there are 9 seconds left for you to continue on bill stickers, starting now.
Well, some of them are pirates. They don't pay rent for the accommodation and the space which is used by these quite ordinary advertisements.
At the end of 60 seconds, Ian Messiter blows his whistle. It tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. It was on this occasion Peter Jones, so Peter, you have a lead over everybody at the end of that round.
Hello.
Andre, will you begin the next round? A lovely
subject.
Yes,
I'd love to. I'd just like to say I'm here. Hello.
Hello, Andre.
Hello, Andre.
Hello.
You're beginning the next round, so you can say more than hello.
Yes, well, I'll try.
The subject is porridge. Will you talk for just a minute, if you can, on that subject, starting now?
Well, porridge, like so many things in life, is delicious when it's hot and absolutely revolting when cold. I love it in the winter with lots of sugar and cream, frightfully fattening but scrumptious, to go to school in the morning, muffled up, having had a good dose of porridge.
Derek Nimmo, chap.
I can't believe she's still at school.
I don't think she is still at school, but she was making the point that it was nice to be muffled up going to school on a good bowl of hot porridge.
Yeah,
so
I
disagree with your challenge. Andre gets a point for that. She keeps the subject, and there are 43 seconds left, starting now.
It's also a word used for doing a term in prison, which seems to me absolutely extraordinary. I don't know the deviation of it, but isn't English fascinating?
Kenneth Williams, this time.
I don't know the deviation of it.
I think she meant derivation.
She meant derivation.
I think she did.
I see. This is all being conveyed to a vast audience. I don't know the deviation of it.
Derivation.
You don't
as long
need
as we
to
know where we are.
Some...
I just wondered. I wondered whether my ears had deceived me
Kenneth.
Or what was happening.
Kenneth,
one minute
don't...
she's going to school, the next minute she's wondering where it deviates.
Well, that's why she needs to go to school on a bowl of hot porridge, because... But anyway, when you're keeping going under pressure, it can easily
pressure.
Slip up like that. But it was a correct challenge.
Blackless story.
Kenneth. Can you pull yourself together for a moment? It was a correct challenge, so you have the subject, and there are 34 seconds starting now.
Well, just a minute, you know, where you have to keep
Scotch
going.
Shut your mouth, I've got the subject here. Made from Scotch oats, and you put it in this pan and boil it all up with this milk. I mean, it can come out very lumpy indeed, and most of the time I think civilised people agree this is the sort of rubbish that's only eaten by peasantry, or certainly...
Andre Melly has challenged.
On behalf of the Scottish landladies to whom I am devoted, I should like to object to that very biased attack about Scots porridge.
I see. You would like to object, would you?
Yes, I would.
Think Dr. Johnson said you feed them oats in Scotland. He said you only feed a horse that in England.
All one can say in reply to that, but look what a fine race the Scots are.
Yes, all right, I suppose. I'm Welsh myself.
So I think everybody of all classes eats porridge, and they're better for it if they enjoy it.
Yes.
14 seconds on porridge with you, Andre, starting now.
If you look...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes. Kenneth, you have 13 seconds on porridge starting now.
I believe it's done in a snood, and in Cold Comfort Farm, Flora Post does advise...
Andre Melly has challenged.
It sounded to me like Cold Comfort Farm.
Well, it was Cold Comfort Farm, so
did
I think
you hear
it was...
Flam?
There was no L. I didn't say flam. I speak much better than you. My diction's superb.
Oh, stop getting pedantic, all of you. Kenneth,
what was you that
have
you
a,
said?
You have a point for a wrong challenge, and you have 7 seconds on porridge starting now.
A dollop of the porridge has gone into the fire, she cried. Oh, what a hiss it's made, and a nasty stain.
Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went, and he got 4 points in that round, and he now has a commanding lead over everybody else.
How wonderful.
And something that might be stimulated by porridge is the next subject, phagocytes. Kenneth, we'd like you to take the subject. Would you talk about the phagocytes, or just phagocytes, just a minute, starting now?
These are the protoplasmic organisms on the leukocyte side of the actual white corpuscles. These energy remain...
Derek Nemo challenged.
Unaccountably stopped. Hesitation, I know.
You mustn't be so sensitive, Kenneth, because...
I know, I'm terribly sensitive.
You suddenly think that somebody's about to do something. We're not. We're all encouraging you. And actually, you dried
Except
up
Except Nemo, he isn't.
No, you're right about that. Derek, you have a point for a correct challenge, and there are 37 seconds on phagocytes starting now.
Indeed, a phagocyte is a leukocyte, which means that it's transparent and you can see through it. It is derived from a Latin word, which I won't give you because I shall be told that I'm showing off, as people sometimes say. I will abandon it, and it's very important to the...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
I wouldn't accuse you of showing off. I'd love to know.
That's it. So in that case, you get a point, because he was deviating. That's, and there are 25 right, yeah, seconds on phagocytes with you, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, these are the microorganisms in the human body which fight immediately any infection enters.
Derek Nimmo,
challenge. Repetition of microorganisms.
Yes, you did say that. So Derek's got a point, and there are 19 seconds on the on phagocytes starting now.
I often wander down the street and see an old biddy game pass, and I shut up, you old phagocyte, I say. And surprising the result it has, because they don't know
Kenneth
what to
do. Challenge.
Deviation. He has never done that in his life. He never shouted to a lady.
I absolutely agree. I'm sure he's never done that, Kenneth, so I give you a point for that challenge, and you have 12 seconds on phagocytes starting now.
They rush to the aid of the nutriment and healing process that goes on within the human body. They come
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Repetition of human body.
You did mention the human body before, I'm afraid. There are 3 seconds for you, Derek, on phagocytes starting now.
They are, of course...
Peter Jones a challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, definitely. Hesitation.
Very slow starting.
I've got no idea,
has he? Oh, no.
I don't think he hesitated, actually. He did repeat they are.
Well, what no, did he do? Why did
he repeated they are, but you didn't challenge him for that.
No, he didn't start for a long time.
He did start.
We were hanging about, going from one foot to the other, waiting for him to start, weren't we?
Well, you must move very quickly within the half second.
Well, I do, and so would you if you were sitting next to Kenneth Williams.
Peter Jones, a point for the best remark he's made for the whole evening. The subject with Derek Nimmo, and a point also for Derek, because it was an incorrect challenge. Phagocytes, Derek, starting now.
Phagocyte is a very difficult word, and a lot of people don't quite...
Well, at the end of that round, Derek speaking with the whistle and got the extra point. Derek, in spite of getting a lot of points in that round, still hasn't caught up on Kenneth Williams, who's 1 point ahead of him and still in the lead. And Peter Jones and Andre Melly are trailing a little way behind. But Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is making your own radio set. Can you talk for just a minute on that subject, starting now?
Well, it's not nearly as fascinating as it used to be now that they've introduced the printed circuit. When I was a boy, I used to go and buy a bit at a time, a condenser here, a transformer there, valves and coils and bits of wire and things.
Andre Miller.
No hesitation there.
I think so, Andre, yes. 42 seconds on making your own radio set, Andre, starting now.
If your own radio set is kind of falling about, the best thing to do is put it on a plate, pour some gelatine over it, and put it in the fridge. If it doesn't set, you have to start all over again. Place it in a saucepan, have the light going under it, shove it around a bit, jiggle it up and down, and then sort the things out afterwards in whatever order you think, because radios being the way they are, they could work or not according to how they feel.
A load of rubbish, isn't it? Putting radio sets in jelly and then putting them in the fridge. She patently doesn't know how to make a radio set.
Right.
Let alone how to mend
one. You see, one could interpret it by making your own radio set. It could be Andre's radio set, which would be utterly useless afterwards.
Yes.
But I think, actually, Derek, to be fair, we must give it to you.
I don't see why you should. There's a woman who's given testament that she boils her clocks every year. And she's given testament to this fact, and every one of her clocks keeps jolly good time. And she boils them regular. So why shouldn't she pour jelly over her radio?
And then shaking it up and jiggling it about and putting it in the oven and the fridge and boiling it up.
Well,
I don't think you make
it
a very
about
good radio.
It's nice. You do the okey-cokey and you turn around. Very nice. I thought she was giving us all a bit of invigoration, a bit of life, and he comes down like a ton of bricks. No gallantry at all for ladies. You've got no gallantry.
No,
you have a woman on the show, you should defer to her. Give her a little bit of courtesy. Encouragement.
I thought it was very nice, but I agree with Derek's challenge. 15 seconds, Derek, making your own radio set starting now.
Making your own radio set is much easier, Dave, because there's so many second-hand parts that you can buy down, say, Tottenham Court Road or even Charing Cross Road. You can buy these things.
Andre Melly.
Two roads.
Yes, there were, Andre. 4 seconds, making your own radio set starting now.
Do it yourself. That's what we can all manage these days.
Andre Melle got on a large number of points that round. She's moved forward rapidly. She's 1 point behind Derek Nimmer, who's now equal in the lead with Kenneth Williams. And Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, getting rid of wasps' nests. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I think it's a great pity to get rid of wasps' nests. They're singularly inoffensive creatures. If you don't attack them, they won't go for you. And this is really something which people don't realise. People are so often rushing...
Peter Jones.
Repetition of people.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Derek. And Peter, a correct challenge to you in 47 seconds on getting rid of wasps' nests starting now.
Well, I don't go along with the idea that if you treat a wasp nicely, you can make it into a pet. I think they are rather unpleasant and dangerous. And certainly when there is a nest of them, it has to be eliminated from one's dwelling place or garden, because it is a potential danger to children and guests apart from one's immediate family. Get on to your local council and someone will come along in a small van and get rid of them for you, together with any mice or other insects you find, apart from the wasps that we are really trying to get rid of ourselves. Now, paraffin set alight is a dangerous thing to use. I wouldn't recommend it. Ferris dust, I don't think, does anything. They probably eat it.
Well, Peter Jones got a lot of points in that round, so it's an interesting situation. He's moved forward now to be equal in second place with Andre Melly, but they're both 1 point behind Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo in the lead. Andre Melly, your turn to begin. The subject, the international dateline. Would you talk on that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
The international dateline used to go something like this. Excuse me, mademoiselle, forgive me for talking to you, but haven't we met somewhere before? And the answer was, gracias, oui, monsieur, où est la dolce vita? They're ever so nice. But now, with the package holidays up the spout, the only kind of international dates most of us will be seeing next year come in a box with one of those sticky little forks, because I expect we'll be on the end of Blackpool Pier. I used to love those international datelines, but I didn't do awfully well because I was too thin for
Derek
the
Nimmo,
revolution of love.
Yes, that's right, yes. There are 20 seconds with you, Derek, on the international dateline starting now.
Something I've never really quite been able to understand. I know that sometimes when I'm flying to, say, Australia, I lose a whole day. And people never really been able to explain it to me. Suddenly, it's Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Monday has totally disappeared. Without trace. Or should it be the other way around? It probably might be, yes. But then one looks at a calendar.
Well, Derek was again speaking when the whistle went. He's increased his lead at the end of the round. And Kenneth Williams, we're back with you. The subject, the Iliad. Can you talk to us about that for just a minute, starting now?
Well, it's this great epic poem by Homer. I believe there are 24 books altogether telling of the wrath of Achilles and the death of Patroclus. Of course, it's derived from Ilion, which is, you know, the Greek for Troy. It is a masterpiece and I suppose has provided the pattern model for all the works of art that would come within that genre thereafter. I myself have been very moved, this wonderful vision, the face, he says, that launched a thousand ships, this imperishable, illustrable description of Helen, and of course the husband who was Menelaus, and the bloke she went off with being Paris. And apparently they had an illicit affair, and the
Just wake up. Derek, you challenged.
Well, from what I could hear this time,
yeah,
it's very difficult. I thought he said and quickly together.
I couldn't hear a word he was saying.
I thought your clock had stopped for a while. It seemed to be going on for such a long time.
I think you better complete the subject, Kenneth. There are 5 seconds left on the Iliad starting now.
Well, you get rid of wasps by lowering a boy covered in treacle into the nest, and you will find that the wasp will stick to him and he'll come straight out again.
Andre Merry Summers.
Deviation and repetition all in one.
How do you know they didn't have any wasp nests in the Iliad when the Odyssey was going on? I think it was a grossly inaccurate challenge.
Oh.
You have 2 seconds on the Iliad wasp's nest starting now.
There's the ancient craggy Ithaca with Ulysses or the stubby Indian grove in all the South Country.
It was one of those occasions when I really wasn't fit to judge, as it was obvious. And Kenneth got
there
the extra
There are many
point.
Occasions like that.
Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject, the great nebula in Andromeda.
What? Say that again, Nick.
Well, I'll do my best.
What is it?
The great nebula in Andromeda.
Oh, and you're going to give him that?
Yes.
Oh, what a sign. Well, I don't... this game, innit?
After the Iliad and wasps' nests, we have the great nebula in Andromeda, and we're going to ask Peter Jones to talk about it for 60 seconds if he can, starting now.
Well, it's a great bit of luck getting this subject because by an extraordinary coincidence, I was browsing through an encyclopedia only the other day, it may have been a fortnight ago, and I was looking for a good recipe for porridge or instructions on how to make your own radio set or something of that kind, and I came across this article written by a well-known authority on the very thing that they want me to talk about. And another extraordinary event occurred.
Derek Nimmer,
extraordinary.
Oh, leave him. He was just getting going.
Started, hadn't started yet.
Is there no decent manners at all?
Did I say extraordinary before?
No, of course you didn't. You quite
extraordinary case.
Well, I wasn't listening to myself because I thought it was rather boring.
Yes,
I'm afraid you did say extraordinary before.
Oh, I did.
Peter,
what hour?
Well, what does it matter? Well. Why don't you throw precedent to the winds, Nick? Why don't you give yourself a breath of fresh air?
Derek, you have a correct challenge. You have 29 seconds on the great nebula in Andromeda starting now.
What people don't realise about Andromeda's great nebula is, in fact, that it is really a wasp nest. And the thing that one ought to do with it is get some Paris powder.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
This is hopeless deviation. I mean,
what about you and the Iliad a moment
ago? Well, tell
us
what it is, then. Tell us what it is.
The nebula...
What is the nebula in the great nebula in Andromeda?
The nebula in the Andromeda. Well,
what is it? Come on, what is it? Well, if you can tell us what it is, I'll give you the.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Your challenge. Well, it's going to be good fun. It's going to be good fun. Your challenge because he's deviating because he was in.
Because I know jolly well it's nothing to do with the wasp. So do you, you great nit. How dare you?
I quite agree. So, Kenneth. You have a point for a correct challenge.
Thank you.
You have 22 seconds to talk about the great nebula in Andromeda, starting now.
Well, I mean, the great nebula in Andromeda is something I really am not awfully,
Peter Jones,
he obviously, he's admitted that he doesn't know anything about it, and he's making
you know, drowning gestures to me, hoping that I'm
so
going to interrupt.
So why are you challenging, then?
Well, sheer compassion.
Why did you challenge for hesitation?
All right, hesitation.
Well done. There are 15 seconds for you, Peter, on the great nebula in Andromeda starting now.
Yes, well, you see, this diagram riveted my attention, and the small print, which went on for about 8 pages. I was up most of the night on that particular...
Andre Melly.
I thought he hesitated there.
Yes, I think he did. And there are 4.5 seconds for Andre on the great nebula in Andromeda starting now.
I was browsing through an encyclopedia and happened not to come across this particular subject.
What is it?
We can't
just leave it at that. What is it?
All right, give me a chance. You're too quick. For those who maybe don't know what it is, it's a galaxy of stars.
I see.
Yes.
Sounds sort of nebulous, doesn't it? A great nebula. Loads of old rubbish.
Well, not to an astrologer.
No, I suppose not.
The end of that round, very interesting situation. Very close, Peter Jones, only just behind Andre Melly, who is 2 behind our equal leader, still Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams. And Derek, your turn to begin the subject, My Dogs. Would you talk on that for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
My dogs are feeling frightfully tired today. I've been wandering around, up hill and down dale, after 60 minutes, and I really feel very pleased to be sitting on this rather hard B-ditto-issued chair, sunning myself.
Kenneth Williams, the chap.
I'm afraid there was a hesitation,
yes,
there,
I'm
Derek.
You're
I'm
right.
Sorry to have to pick on that vulnerable point of yours. There you are. It's all part of the game, isn't it, Derek? It's part of the game, isn't it? You can't win them all. And I come bouncing up there. Isn't it amazing?
Are you ready to bounce on the dogs?
Yeah.
All right. You have it's such a change of character and pace, I get confused sometimes. Kenneth, a correct challenge, and you have 43 seconds on My Dogs, starting now.
I have had many dogs, but the most notable was a Manchester Terrier, a lovely little creature whom I had to take, unfortunately, to the vet because of falling hair. It was all over the place. I mean, you could stuff a cushion. And I tell you that with
Peter Jones, a challenge.
If your hair's falling out, you don't go to a vet.
If a dog's hair is falling out, you take it to a vet.
Oh, it's the dog. I'm sorry. He said his hair. I thought he said his hair was
the
falling out.
The hair of the Manchester Terrier was falling out.
Oh, I see. Well, I just looked at his forehead and I thought, well, yes, I can understand it.
If you wonder now why there are so many cushions in his flat, you know the answer.
Ah, yes.
They're all Manchester Terrier cushions.
Oh, I see.
Kenneth, an incorrect challenge. You get a point for that, and you have 23 seconds on My Dogs, starting now.
The veterinary surgeon said, well, the phagocytes here are tired, and the follicles, you see, are all laying about exhausted. And when you comb your hair, do you notice a few coming out? I said, yes, but you don't think of a bald dog, do you? I mean, nobody's ever told me there's a bald dog. Look at that dog. It's bald.
A repetition of bald.
Andre, a correct challenge. 4 seconds on My Dogs, starting now.
I've had several.
Kenneth
deviation, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. Hesitation, I'm afraid.
All right, Kenneth. 3 seconds on My Dogs, starting now.
So up I would go to
Andre
Melly.
Deviation and hesitation.
No, Kenneth, you have 2.5 seconds on My Dogs, starting now.
Andre,
yes, Andre, you have a point for that. There's 1 second on My dog, starting now.
Junie's the one I've got at the moment. Oh.
I'm afraid I have to tell you that we have no more time to play Just a Minute, which is sad because we've enjoyed it and we hope you've enjoyed it as much. Give you the final score. Peter Jones was in 4th place. He got a lot of points. He was 3 behind Derek Nimmo in 3rd place. Derek Nimmo was 1 behind Andre Melly, who was in 2nd place. But 2 ahead of her was this week's winner, on this occasion, the one and only Kenneth Williams.
Oh, good! Oh, good! Oh, good!
We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.